Why, hello there. Welcome to the From the Hip Podcast. Today we're going to be talking about yoga.
Hello.
Yoga. When you hear that word yoga, what do you think about if you don't do yoga? Because if you do yoga, this is a completely different experience. But if you've never done yoga, what do you think about? Of course you think about Lululemon pants. God bless them for making those pants. And at the same time, some people should not be wearing those pants. You know what I mean? Well, my hairstylist and friend, Tony, been friends since high school. We go to the same health club. The club. And we're not talking about the club with shots and disco lights. The health club, they have these free classes, tons of free classes, spin classes. I think they do kettlebells, yoga, crazy stepper classes, and many more that I don't even know about. But that would strengthen my buttocks into one tight, packed package. Okay. He knew I was going to the same health club as him. He says, why don't you join me for yoga class? No, the subject came up. He says, you know what's been really helpful for me just to deal with day-to-day stress and relieve my back pain? Because you could imagine a guy who's got to cut people's hair all day long, standing up. Your back would start hurting. You got to be bent over. Your arms are out in front of you. Not that those scissors are heavy or anything like that. But still. That's lots of wear and tear on the body. He says yoga has helped him. It helped him breathe. It helped him become centered. And it's kind of like a bucket list thing for me to try yoga. It's crazy. You think about, I thought about yoga as a bucket list thing. Try it once. Well, let me tell you about my experience. So we go meet on the Monday, a couple days ago. The yoga class was going to start at 10 o'clock. It ended up starting at 10:30, so I got a little bit of a workout in before then. Start going. We went early. We got our spots in the back. I wanted to go to the back. I don't want people to see my poses. It's tough to... I'm not a flexible guy by any means, so I knew this wasn't going to be pretty. So we got a place at the back. He got my mat done. He got a couple of these blocks for me to assist in these bands. And then before the class, we lie down and just basically relax, just let the soft music's playing. People are walking around barefoot. It was kind of interesting. So we start the class, and it was really the girl that did it. She was quite good, quite good. And one of the very first things she says is that this is for ourselves. This is not to see how far we can stretch or who is the most flexible. Her wording was much more yoga-ish and better enunciated. Oh, I'm driving at the same time and thinking about yoga. Okay. And it was good. So right off the bat, she asked, who is... new to yoga, and I put my hand up. I was still lying down. I was the only one put his hand up. I was new to yoga, but there was people of all ages there. There were girls in their 20s. There were men in their probably, let's say, 40s. No one younger than men in their 40s. Me and my friend, hairstylist friend, are in their 40s. Creeping up to the 50s. Creeping ever slow. So reluctantly. And there was a wide variety of people. Thin people. There were some people that obviously have been doing yoga for a long time. They were anticipating what her movements. We were doing stuff like downward dog, sun salute, warrior, other names I can't remember, but stuff along that line. And it was quite challenging. But with yoga, you can do it at your own pace. There isn't again, she mentioned a little bit into the workout that there isn't the need to get something perfect. I mean, she was doing stuff perfectly. She looked like a pair of scissors. Just perfect 90-degree angles. Moving her body and her arms, her head, her shoulders, her wrists, her ankles, her knees, hips. Man, just like they were robotic. Just effortless. It's quite interesting. And yeah, you could see a picture of it. But when you finally see somebody doing it, and then you try to do it yourself, you realize that you appreciate the hours that must have gone into that for her. So, how did I feel? I loved it. Because I've never been a stretchy type of a person, I know I need it, especially for soccer. And it was quite good. I felt really loose after. I felt relaxed. At the end, probably the last 10 minutes or so, we had a meditative cool down. It was really nice. And her little guided meditation was something I was really getting into. I'm always judging, overanalyzing, I should say, things. And this time I was able to relax and follow her instructions without thinking about too much. And it felt really nice. So as I wrap up here, short little episode before I get into work. If you have the slightest interest and you are reluctant, which I was reluctant, I didn't realize there's going to be so many men. I didn't realize that, well, again, there's me overthinking stuff. You think that people are going to be, you think that people care more than they do about you, but everyone is in their own little world in a lot of things, not just yoga. And I was able to totally enjoy the experience, and I am going to go back. I felt a nice stretch. I was with her. I was with her and with my body, with my mind, stretching out all the time and doing the poses the best I can. I was way off. If you were able to compare, which we're not going to do, I was off. But who cares? And it's not a competition like, you know, the sports I've done. It's not like weightlifting where you're always trying to go more. At least, you know what I'm talking about? But if you have the inclination to try yoga and are reluctant, just try it. Give it a shot. Go with a friend. I think you'll enjoy it. It's a nice getaway. It's a little mini vacation. I mean, it doesn't hurt that some of those gals are wearing yoga pants either. And there are advantages hanging out in the back.